Good morning, everybody, and welcome to View from Above. Thank you for joining us again. This is part two of God's Got a Plan. We started it last week, and we're continuing this week. God not only has a plan, he has a great way of helping us to be a part of that plan and to get where we're supposed to be. I love the power and how God works. I was thinking about it this week. How does it work, or how does it feel when we're working with God and he's helping and propelling us forward so that we can get where we need to be? Because not everybody has experienced that or what it's like. But I was thinking, you know, it's a lot like surfing. You know, a big wave comes and you got to be on that board and get up to speed. And then you start to feel the power of that wave begin to propel you forward. Have you been surfing before, babe?
No.
No, neither have I. So,
but I enjoy watching it.
But I have been ocean kayaking, and it was very similar to that. And I remember myself and this buddy of mine from Australia, we were out in the ocean in Mexico, and there were these huge waves. And we had to get up to speed, and then we would just ride this wave in. It was incredible, and you could really feel the power propelling you. And I really feel like that wave represents the power of God in our life. And he is bringing those waves continuously into our lives all the time. And we just have to see it coming, prepare, get the timing down, get the speed up, and catch that wave. And he's going to carry us forward with ease. How many times?
I like to point out something. When you are expecting the wave to come, you kind of start feeling, right, that it's kind of building up,
right,
like the ocean is swelling, right? You kind of start feeling and anticipating it, and it's the same with God. And that's how he's preparing us and you for your life. Like, your life begins to swell, something begins to happen, and he starts giving you visions and premonitions and dreams, and then you just need to jump on the way, right?
Right, right. And it does swell like that. You've got to watch, and not every wave is the one you want. You're waiting, you're watching. Sometimes they come in a certain sequence so you know what number it is you're going to catch, but they're not always the same. And so you got to watch for that right wave to catch. Now, I know the power of God is coming into our life all the time like that. In fact,
absolutely.
How many people have had dreams about big waves coming in?
I was the one, even though when I didn't know what it meant long time ago, I had a dream when a huge tsunami came from one side, another wave came from the other side, and I was on a small strip of land, and boy, I woke up scared. Yeah. Lo and behold, back then I didn't know that it wasn't the waves will crash me. God was just trying to tell me that he is going to push me up, bring me up to the heavenly wisdom.
So many of you at home have had these powerful dreams about big waves. And I know a lot of times you wake up with a feeling of fear of, oh my goodness, is this really going to happen? And sometimes it is foretelling of things that will come. But quite often it's God giving you a message that his power, his force is coming right into your life. And it's now time for you to begin to paddle, begin to move, get up to speed and catch that wave. Because just like Liza, when she woke up, she thought, uh-oh, this is going to crush me.
Disaster is coming. Yeah.
But that's not what it was at all. It was the power of God coming to lift her up to a whole new level. And God is doing that in your life when you have one of those dreams. Now, not always, but many times, that is what that dream is telling you, that the power of God is coming. And now it's time. Start to move, because he's going to carry you to new heights in incredible ways.
So how many of you would like to know what is to come? How many of you would like to know your future? I remember myself when I was lost and I didn't know what to do and what would happen with my life, when I was very depressed and I was having nightmares every night. I was really searching, and I, you know, just this thought came in my mind, I want to know the future. And I started thinking, maybe I should see the psychic, maybe I should seek somebody who would tell me future. Yeah. You know what? I did go to psychics, and maybe I wasn't like you or something, but nobody could ever tell me one right thing about me, my life, and whatever. But God was giving me dreams. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to know the future, because I didn't want to make mistakes today. I kind of understood already that my life depends on the choices that I will make today. So I was thinking, if I knew what would happen, I would be able to make right choices today. God doesn't work this way. It's a totally different backward process. See, He wants you to know what to do today. And today, yeah. When you make the right choice, when you have faith, when you're prepared to act in the right way, in alignment with your destiny, in alignment with God, that's when you create your future.
Amen.
Yes, He will open the vision for you and prepare you for the plan that He created for you. See, when God created you, He already created the plan for you. Mm-hmm. And He is not a mysterious God. See, everybody kind of says, God is a mystery. No, God is a revealer of mysteries.
Yes.
So when you start asking about your plan for your future, He will start revealing it to you. The way He does it, He first gives you the big picture. He kind of gives you the inkling in your heart. And then He starts giving you step-by-step instructions of what needs to be done today, what action Amen. To take today. And how does He do it? He has many ways of doing it. He can bring right people into your life to give you instruction. He can create divine providence by which you will navigate your reality and all things will come together and will come to pass. But the most extraordinary way that God conveys your future to you is through dreams and visions. That's how you get revelations. And we got stories upon stories upon stories for you. So please stay with us because you will learn a lot today. And you will be truly blessed from understanding of how to navigate your life, how to expect the wave to mm-hmm. swell up in your life, the wave of blessing, and how to get on it and ride it into your bright future. Stay with us.
Yeah. Very important. Well, one of the important things I think we should go back to also is mentioning that other people cannot receive the information about what's for your life. God has a unique plan for you. You're a unique individual. He's going to speak to you in a very unique way. And so what the important thing is to know that you already can receive the guidance from God. His Spirit in you is revealing the mystery and revealing the truth to you. So don't get lured by someone else saying that they can tell you something about your life. The most important thing is letting God tell you about your life.
Absolutely.
Let Him open your heart and begin to show you. He can reveal little things and big things that will make a huge difference. I was remembering this morning, as a matter of fact, how He revealed something very small to me, but it made a very big difference in my life. And what it was is I had a dream one night. And in the dream, I was in a swamp, and I was drinking the swamp water. And when I woke up from this dream, I knew this was not a good dream. You don't want to drink swamp water. And I started to ask God about the dream. And as I was praying about it and meditating on it and asking Him to give me revelation, what was He trying to tell me through this dream, I began to see my water bottle that I take to exercise. Like when I go to exercise, I have a little bottle where I have some water in there. And so I didn't go look right away, but later, actually it was the next time I worked out, I started to look closer at that water ball. And I'd been in the habit of just, I'd kind of rinse it and fill it up again and take it to the gym and work out. And every week that was the process. And I just had this same bottle. But as I looked in the bottom of it, I began to realize there was a bunch of little green algae kind of growing. It was very subtle, but when I started looking, it was there. And this was, God was answering a problem that I had. I'd asked Him about something that was going on. When I had been going to the gym over the past few weeks, something had been happening to me. I'd been always getting very nauseous. And several times I had thrown up after my workout. And I thought, you're just working out too hard. And sometimes you overexert yourself, and that does happen. And I've had that happen before. But so I said, God, what is going on? Why is this happening so many times? And He gave me this dream to help me realize this problem. Now, it's a simple little problem, but it was very helpful. And once I switched my routine and made sure that I had a fresh water jug every time, now it had fresh water in it, and I felt much healthier, much stronger, and I started to benefit in so many ways, and I didn't feel nauseous anymore. And that's just one example of how God can give us revelation about the things that are happening in our lives so that we can adjust and change our routine so that we're now better equipped to live a better life. And that's a small example, but yes. God does it in big ways too. You had a dream recently that was very important. Do you remember this dream about Manya?
Yes, it was very interesting dream. See, there are two types of dreams. There are dreams that are literal, and they will tell you kind of in literal ways what is to happen. And there are dreams that are pictorial, and they are representational. So it's very important to learn the language, the dream language, so you can start understand what dreams are really trying to tell you and how they're preparing you for what to come. A few weeks ago, I had a dream. In my dream, my cat was in my dream, mm-hmm. right? And we love our cat. She's 16 years old, and she's our baby.
Beautiful,
she's a gorgeous young girl. So in this dream, I saw that somebody was taking her heart out and cutting it into pieces. And of course, when I woke up, it was a very disturbing thing to me. I knew something was wrong, and it had to do with the heart, and it had to do with the family matters, mm-hmm. just because I know what my dreams are telling me. And I started kind of praying and putting my whole heart into it. And in 3 days, lo and behold, I get the message and the call from my mother that my father is not feeling well, something is wrong with his heart, and he had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. On the way to the hospital, I started praying. By the time we got to the hospital, my father already felt better. And we asked our prayer warriors to pray for it. And when I got this message from my mother, I already knew that God was preparing me for that.
You said to me, I knew that. I knew that. And I remembered right away
That's
the dream,
true.
And I knew
That's
that
true.
God had prepared you for the situation. You didn't panic. You didn't overreact. You were ready for it. You were prepared for it. And you said, I knew that. And that's which is amazing that God can prepare you for a situation like that when you hear that a loved one or a parent is on the way to the emergency room, something's wrong with the heart or could be. Now, it turned out to be that there was nothing wrong, and I believe it was because God had already put Liza into action praying about it, and I was praying about it, and already God was working to change and turn things around. Because a lot of times when you wake up from dreams where you feel anxious or nervous, you have to know that first of all, God's trying to get something through to you, a message, and that's why he's catching your attention. It catches your attention a lot stronger when there's a strong emotional reaction. But at the same time, he's warning us not just so we can be afraid, uh-oh, this is going to happen, but he's giving us the opportunity now to use our supernatural power, call on the forces of heaven, armies of angels, and declare healing, which God has given. It says, by his stripes we are healed. That's in the book of Isaiah, and it's talking about Jesus. And that's the power that we had, and we began to proclaim that right away. Our prayer warriors, when we put out that prayer request, we're praying right away. That when we pray a golden heart, lives
things
are on
happen.
The line,
things
and
happen.
Things happen. Peoples are changed by the power of God as he works through us. Amen.
Yeah, so it happened with my father. He started feeling better and better and better.
Yeah.
He had to stay overnight at the hospital because his cardiologist, actually, that he saw on that day, sent him to the hospital.
Yeah.
She really knew that there was something wrong. But by the time they did all the tests, they said, he's fine.
We can't find anything.
How many times did we hear it
a
in
lot.
Our lives?
So many.
How many times? We got bad reports. We would start praying for people. And then the doctors would say, I don't know what happened, but I don't see it. There is nothing there.
Yeah.
Healed.
I'm remembering my friend from a few years ago that had internal bleeding. And the expert had gone in, the doctor had gone in, he had already, with a scope, he had already seen it, and he had now scheduled surgery for the next day. But in the meantime,
That's
we went
right.
over to that hospital, and my friend said, I need your guys' prayer. And we said, absolutely. And I remember you putting your hand on
yes.
her, and you proclaimed healing upon her, and I felt the Spirit of God move in a very strong way. Next day, She goes in for her surgery. They put her under. They bring her out. When she comes out, the doctor comes in. He's shaking his head. He's looking at the report.
Never seen anything like this.
And he said to me, or he said to her, I've never seen anything like this before, but there are no varices, meaning there is no internal bleeding. He said, I don't understand it. I saw it yesterday, and it's not there today. Well, we understood it completely.
Completely.
And so did she. She said, I know what happened.
I got my miracle, she said.
She said, I got my miracle.
I got my miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're seeing that all the time when you're using the power of God. Incredible things happening. Now, God is giving us dreams to tell us what's to come. I remember a great example of that in the Bible. Pharaoh has a dream about a famine that's going to come. Remember,
right.
He has this dream, and he dreams about the 7 fat cows, and then these 7 skinny cows come out, and they eat the 7 fat cows, and it's like the 7 skinny cows never ate anything. They're still skinny. And when he awoke from this dream, he was very disturbed. He knew that this was an important dream. And then, of course, if you remember the story, Joseph, the Joseph of the coat of many colors, is called out of the prison, and he interprets the dream. And he lets Pharaoh know that God is giving Pharaoh a warning. Basically, God is telling Pharaoh what will come, what will happen. And it's going to be 7 years of plenty, and then it's going to be 7 years of famine. And that Pharaoh now has an opportunity to prepare for what's going to come. Now, because of that, Pharaoh made the necessary arrangements. Of course, he put Joseph in charge.
And was the smart guy.
And was able to put away all this extra grain and supplies so that when the years of famine came, there was no hardship. See, we're not saying that you're not going to have difficulty in your life, but God can prepare you. He can
Absolutely.
Give you a dream just like this. This is not just dreams that are happening years ago. These are dreams that can happen right now for you, warning you and letting you know what will come. And now you can create a plan also and receive the guidance of how to create a plan in order to solve it. Because Egypt, not only did they not struggle in the time of famine because they had all the food they needed,
That's right.
they also thrived in the time of famine because they were able to sell some extra food they had to the surrounding people that didn't have it.
And got richer than they were before.
That's right. Praise God.
That is the most important thing for you. See, when God gives you a dream or puts a warning in your heart, He doesn't want you to get scared. He doesn't want you to get into the panic mode and start running around just predicting the end of the world. What He wants you to do is to use information that He's giving you so you are prepared to overcome anything that is coming your way. Not only overcome, but come out victorious. God wants you to be victorious in your life. You need to understand that He created you to prosper you. He created you for happiness, for joy, for victory, for glory. He doesn't want to torture you. God is not a torturous God. Mm-hmm. You are His creation. He loves you with all His heart. He wants you to be happy. So start looking for your happiness today. When God gives you a warning, keep asking God, or what needs to be done in preparation to overcome and to come out victorious.
Yeah.
That is very important to God, your communication with Him. So how do you get these dreams that we're talking about, the warning dreams? How do we get precognitive dreams or prophetic dreams? How do we get the dreams for telling us about what to come? First of all, you need to believe that God wants to reveal your future to you, that He wants to take care of you. And another thing, you need to believe that dreams are real.
Yes.
See,
yes.
why was it working for Pharaoh? Because ancient cultures knew that they had to work with their dreams. They had to pay attention. They had to live their life according to the divine providence.
Right.
You have divine connections in your life. Don't waste them. You have divine providence happening for you. Don't discourage yourself from looking into it. It's important to you and it's important to God. So how do you do it? When you decide in your heart that you believe, that you want to know your future, that you want to receive the gift of prophecy, meaning seeing into the future with God through His eyes, very simple. When you pray, just put it into your heart to get one with God, to get into agreement with God and say, God, I am ready. I'm going to stop resisting you once and for all. I think you're a wise guy. I think you know it all. Mm-hmm. Not me, but you. Very important. If you think you know it all, God cannot help you. Sorry, I cannot help you. Ted cannot help you. You need to put it into your heart that you have to receive it. And start asking God questions. You can talk to Him just as you are talking to each other.
Yeah.
God is your friend.
And that's important. Having a personal relationship with God is really one of the keys. And that's one of the things is when I have a situation, you know, like the water bottle situation, I was talking to God already going, what is happening here? I know something's not quite right, and I couldn't quite figure it out. And he was able, through our communication, that personal relationship with him, I was asking him for a solution, for some guidance. And he's able to pour it out to you when you have that kind of relationship. You really want to have that personal relationship with God. And that's one of the big keys to receiving this divine guidance.
Absolutely. Then you will be ready for the next step. You will be able to start dreaming with intention. So whichever area in your life you are working on today, be very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you are working on your relationships, right? Whether it's your marriage you're trying to improve or, you know, your relationship with your partner, or maybe you are single and are ready to meet the only one for you, right?
Right.
All you have to do is before you go to sleep, pray. Get into the stillness of peace. That's when you hear God's voice the best. And in your heart of hearts, make an intention. Say, God, I am ready. I know you are revealer of mysteries. To me, my life is a mystery. To you, it's not. Can you please give me a dream on this specific topic? Show me, teach me, guide me. You can even write your intention. Right? Write your intention on a piece of paper, pray over it, put your heart into it, put it under your pillow. That is my favorite. That's what I do when I really need guidance to come through. And just go to sleep knowing that God is taking care of you. You will have a dream, I guarantee you. When you will start believing into the power of dreams, God will start giving them to you. See, people say that they don't dream. They don't dream because they don't pay attention. But as soon as you start paying attention, God will start bringing more dreams, more revelations, more power will be coming through your dreams. So in the morning when you wake up, whatever you remember, write it down, speak it into your phone. Don't waste it. It's important even when you don't understand it. You will. You will understand it. You need to start somewhere. See, we have lots of stories of how God revealed mysteries to us, mysteries about our future, mysteries about what to come. Very simple. Sometimes I have prophetic dreams and they're very literal, and sometimes I have the dreams that need some deciphering, but I already know what they are. I already know what they mean. Even if there is a turbulence in my heart, if there is a turmoil and worry, doesn't matter. I'm at the stage when God does reveal to me the meaning of my dreams, and lo and behold, the dreams of other people. It's the gift He's given us because we wanted it. Mm-hmm. We wanted it. That's the beauty of it. When you want it, God gives it to you.
Absolutely. You know, I'm remembering a dream that I had. Well, I've had several dreams like this where God prepares me for the day ahead. So I go to bed at night and I start to have these dreams, and when I wake up in the morning, I remember the dreams, and these dreams are preparing me for things to come throughout the day. So I already know what will happen. And many times, some of you may not know, but I work as a chronic pain specialist, working with people with injuries and back problems and stuff like that. And quite often, God will give me dreams talking about clients that are coming to see me. Quite often it's a new client that I've never met, and maybe I've only talked to them on the phone for a short time, but then God will give me a dream and sometimes very specific directions for the treatment that they need, because they might have a particular problem that needs a special kind of treatment. And when I get into that session, God will remind me of the dream, mm-hmm. and He will show me in the dream, he was already showing me, and I was going through the exact same motions and doing the same things that I was supposed to do. Now I'm in the session with the client during the day, and he reminds me of the dream. And all I have to do is copy exactly what he told me to do and copy what he told me to say last night in that dream. And excellent results always come about from
God,
those
you made
kind
it,
of
make
dreams.
It sound very easy, but it is easy
it
with
is.
God, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And this is talking about your profession, of how to succeed and exceed even your own expectations. See,
absolutely.
If you were just sitting there with your clients, struggling, trying to remember what you've learned, trying to kind of pull it out of your mind, you know, it wouldn't have happened that way. It's much harder
this
way.
It was very easy.
But in your profession, in your profession,
and it'll work
in anything
any
that you do,
any profession,
any profession,
any profession,
anything that you put your mind to, your efforts into, ask God. He will give you the dream. He will reveal mysteries to you, and he will make you successful beyond your wildest imagination.
Absolutely.
It's easy. Isn't it easier with God?
It's very easy, and it'll work for any profession. I've used it not only in my practice, I've also used it to write books. We've written a few books. And I didn't write those books merely by sitting down and trying to figure out what to write. Many mornings I would wake up and God had given me dreams. And as I looked at those dreams, he began to speak through those dreams to me, revealing the mysteries and the information that I was to write down. And that made it very easy. And it will work for any profession that you have. See, the wonderful thing we're trying to get through to you here is that God is letting you know what will come. His power, that great wave, is coming into your life to lift you to a new level. Imagine if every sickness, every disease, every condition that came across your life in a moment was nothing to you because you'd already were told about it. Not only told about it, but told what to do to change it and to transform it.
Yes.
Those are the kind of things I'm talking about that God is preparing for you all the time. And he's speaking into your life every night about that. All you have to do is start to pay attention to the dream. Start to learn how he is speaking to you. Start to ask him to give you the revelation about it. Start to set intentions when you have certain situations and circumstances, because he will open up to you and tell you exactly what's coming and what to do about it so that his supernatural power can come in and change it in your life. You will know what is coming in your life, and you'll know how to transform your life into a total blessing every single day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God is putting into my heart to do a prayer for you right now. So I want you to close your eyes. And if you want the gift of prophecy, meaning ability to receive the steps for your future, to receive the foretelling of your future, you're going to receive it right now.
Yes.
So close your eyes, and in your hearts of hearts, I want you to start fueling this burning desire to do it right, to do according to the plan of God for your life, so you can be successful, so you can be happy, so you can be joyful, so you can be useful in his plan. He created you for a specific purpose, and he wants to make sure that you will complete it. So right now, open your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment of revelation and truth. Right now, in your power, Father, I transfer this gift of prophecy to all these people who are watching and under the sound of my voice. Right now, you are receiving the ability to know, to receive, and to decipher the messages from God.
You
are powerful. You are strong. You are God's creation. You are a child of the Most High God. He created you for greatness. Right now, I believe and declare that you received it. You can open
Amen.
Your eyes, praise
Amen.
God, and smile. Praise him because he wants you to be happy, successful, and glorious in every way.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on View from Above today. And I want you to know that if you've missed any of our shows in the past, you always can go on to Golden Heart Center's Facebook page and see them there. You can also go to the website and you'll find many more great messages. We're always here to help you. If you need prayer requests, don't feel free to contact us. We'll get our prayer warriors working for you too,
oh,
so
yes.
you can see the supernatural power of God go to work in your life. And also, if you have one of these dreams that you wake up from, like Pharaoh did, and he didn't understand it, but he knew it was important. If you have a dream like that, you know it's important, you need to know, feel free to let us know. We'll be happy to help you and let you reveal to you what God is saying through that dream so that you can benefit from it, prepare from it, and be blessed from it.
Also, we have workshops coming up. If you really want to learn how to work with your dreams, how to bring the power and the greatest future for your life from the dream space, check out our workshops. We would love to have you. We are here for you.
Absolutely.
So please stay with us. You will receive the best view from above with Ted and Liza. We love you and God loves you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.